AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. The weekend storm that swept across the country left more than 630,000 power outages, most of them in the south, where freezing rain brought down tree limbs and snapped lines. Alex Murray lives in Nashville, Tennessee.
Kind of hear a lot of those booms a lot. The big limbs falling from the trees, and so that was kind of terrifying a little bit.
Over a foot of snow fell from Arkansas to New England, and freezing cold's now settling in. Philadelphia Mayor Sherelle Parker.
Please remain off the roads if you do not have to travel. This challenging forecast means that we must completely clear the roads of snow, listen, before applying salt, since it will not penetrate.
At least 30 deaths have been linked to the storm. Meantime, Julie Walker reports on a plane crash.
An audio recording from liveatc.net indicates the private jet crashing and flipping over at Maine's Bangor International Airport soon after takeoff.
Aircraft upside down. We have a passenger aircraft upside down.
Officials say all six aboard died in that crash of the Bombardier Challenger 600 during Sunday's snowstorm around 7:45 p.m., Airport Director Jose Saavedra.
We had crews on site to address the weather event that we had on board.
The Bangor Airport was shut down after the crash. The NTSB is investigating. I'm Julie Walker.
President Trump's taking a more conciliatory approach with Democratic leaders in Minnesota after the second fatal shooting of a protester by federal agents this month. He praised productive conversations with Governor Tim Walz and Minneapolis Mayor Jacob Frey. Some federal agents are expected to leave as soon as tomorrow. This is AP News. A posthumous promotion for a group of U.S. soldiers.
Seven Japanese-American soldiers have been promoted to officer ranks in a solemn ceremony 8 decades after they died fighting for the United States during World War II. The men were students at the University of Hawaii and cadets in the Reserve Officer Training Corps, on track to become Army officers when the Japanese bombed Pearl Harbor on December 7, 1941. Soon after the attack, the U.S. barred those with Japanese ancestry from American military service and deemed them enemy aliens. In 1943, the Army created a segregated combat team for Japanese-American soldiers, and they joined, but they were killed fighting in Europe and never had the chance to become officers. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
There's more news at apnews.com. I'm Ben Thomas. Thanks for listening.